This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren.
God, it's like good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning.
Stop rubbing your eye.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine. Stop rubbing your eye.
No, it's a sty. I got it, like, I can't get rid of this sty. I've had it for, like, months, almost a year.
Don't you? Isn't it a hot,
I'm really paranoid about it because I've got beautiful blue eyes and then you've got this, like, pimple on top of the blue eye. So when people say you've got really beautiful eyes now, I get paranoid and think, oh, my God, they're actually looking at my sty.
But it's actually really good because I can focus on it. It's like reading one of those teleprompter things.
Peek-a-boo. It's really embarrassing.
No, you can't.
Like, do you actually focus on
no,
it?
No, I just noticed you were rubbing
your
eye. I
feel like I've got three eyes.
There's actually a lady that I reckon can fix this for you. No, seriously, I'm very...
She can fix it.
Her name's Nana Harver.
Nana Harver. Where's she from?
She's been cleaning people's eyeballs. She's, I don't know, some...
Cleaning
people's eyeballs for decades.
Wow.
And she claims to have cured 5,000 people with her tongue. I'm not joking.
Are you actually serious?
She cleans your eye...
She cleans your client's eyes
with her tongue. So... But she's very professional. She starts by sterilising. She sterilises her mouth with alcohol.
Oh, my God. I just imagined her, like, a big burp after a gollop of whiskey. Stretches your eye open.
She has a squig and she
rips
says,
into it.
I'm just sterilising my mouth.
Oh, my God, I love her.
Then she roots around their eyeball with her tongue. This is serious. There's video footage of this. I'm not making this up.
She roots around with her tongue in your eye.
Nana says her tongue is infallible when it comes to removing debris.
I'm imagining her being Russian. I can feel a Russian accent.
I think she is. She claims to have removed lead. Why would you have lead in your eye?
Lead.
Iron. Sawdust. And glass.
What does she do, eat it or just swallow it down?
She probably eats it.
Washes it down with whiskey.
She washes it down with whiskey. It's €10 per clean.
That's cheap.
That's pretty good.
But where can I see this woman, Nana Harver?
It's free if you're unemployed or if you can't
afford
it.
That makes me
Nana
eligible.
Nana Harver. But sadly, she can't pass on her trade to her children because they find it... disgusting.
Her children need to get a life.
She's very old though, Anastasia.
How old are we talking?
I think she's in her 90s.
Oh my God, has she got money?
She's charging €10
a
week.
I wonder if she's made a good, really good living out of it.
I reckon she has.
Wow. Imagine the visual though of just walking in, paying $10.
Well, there is a visual of her actually doing it. So there's footage I'll show you of her. She goes up and she pulls your eyelid down. She licks the eyeball and they just sit there and enjoy it.
I wonder if she licks in circles.
No, she sort
just
of
so
does sweeping motions.
Oh, I love her.
But you don't have to rush. I know she's very old. Don't have to rush because her village has said that they're going to, and this is awful,
yeah.
I don't know if I should say this actually, they want to cut off her tongue when she dies so they can continue to heal.
You're kidding.
I don't know if that's appropriate.
What, cutting her tongue off?
Yeah.
Well, why not? I mean, look, it's...
But it won't be...
What else are they
going
to do
with
it?
It's the procedure.
She'd make liver pate out of it.
Yes. She has her whiskey.
I mean, tongue pate.
She has
on a bit of lavash.
She has her whiskey and then she cleans it. So maybe that's the answer to your sty.
Darling, I would see her. Get me there.
We were talking about Nana Harver.
Nana Harver, who licks your eyeballs.
This is genuine. I'm not making this up. Mm. She licks people's eyeballs to clean them.
Yeah.
And the village loves it and they're making a fortune.
I've had this sty. I haven't been able to get rid of this sty for months.
She'd have to lick pretty hard to get rid of the sty, I reckon.
Lick away. Seriously.
So if you want this prize, we want to know what alternative therapy have you used?
Yeah.
And the most bizarre one.
Yeah, we go bizarre.
We'll get the prize.
That sounds fantastic.
0427 Joy 949 or onair at joy.org.au. So what is the most bizarre alternative therapy you've
ever
had?
That sounds fantastic.
What I didn't know for sure, who I am, where I'm from, I'm lonely, don't know. What I didn't know for sure, where we are, open up, be honest, don't know. And I could never see before, and tell the truth, make a move, I'm waiting. See the silence, yeah. And I can never see before, and tell the truth, make a move, I'm waiting. Keep on asking all the questions that I think of. Repeat the question, is it illusion? Or am I thinking about future? I feel like I'm floating, but then I think about it, everybody's human. What I didn't know for sure,
Anastasia, there's something that I've been doing. You know, I'm a bit of environmentalist.
You are.
So try and do everything I can to minimise my impact.
You love a tree.
I love a tree. Love hugging a tree. Well, I'm trying to reduce.
Have you ever bashed one?
What would you do if I said yes? There is a thing.
What, bashing trees?
People bash trees because they feel like they're connecting
with
the earth.
I just had a visual of you making love to a tree.
Well, anyway, I'm trying to reduce my meat intake. So having a couple of vegetarian meals every week,
nice.
Which is good because it's reducing. I'm not going to go vegetarian, but I am trying to reduce my impact on the earth.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You're vegetarian, aren't you?
I'm vegan.
You're vegan.
Yeah, you know this about me, darling, of course.
So you vegan's hardcore.
Oh, yeah, no, not even what's it called? Honey.
Not even honey?
Yeah, because it's bee vomit, apparently.
So what do you... I never thought of it that way, actually.
Well, it is.
So what do you do then when you see these reports on TV and what have you of the militant action being taken by vegans? Are you...
What do you mean militant?
Like, you know, like they're raiding the farms and lying down in front of tramps?
Look, it's pretty full on, but you know what? Why not?
So you're for it?
Well, why not? I mean, look, I don't do it and maybe I should actively do it, but
I don't want you lying down in front of a tramp.
I actually don't think it's full on for them going in front of a factory and lying in front of it and all that kind of stuff. I think it's fantastic.
So
it's all about saving lives, darling.
I was thinking about this and I am all for the reduction of meat consumption.
Of course.
I reckon it'd be a great thing if we all reduced our meat intake. And I'm wondering if this extreme action results in, say, let's just pluck some numbers out. Because a lot of people are getting annoyed at it, thinking, it's, you know, standing up for our farmers and all of this. There's all different sides to the argument. And I'm thinking, okay, let's say a few people think, yeah, they're right, I'm going to give up meet altogether.
I think more because and more of it. People are actually being a lot more conscious about it.
Are being more conscious.
It. Yeah.
But is it also perhaps another way of going back and saying, okay, like I'm doing, wouldn't it be great if the whole population reduced their meat intake
absolutely.
Rather than aiming to try and get them all to convert to vegan or,
sure.
vegetarian?
Yeah.
But actually, you said,
I mean, ideally that would be wonderful. But yeah, making a conscious effort of actually reducing your intake of meat would make a massive difference.
Well, a survey of British vegetarians has found that one in three veggies eat meat every time they're drunk.
Oh, okay.
On a night out.
Yeah.
On a night out. And kebabs comes in as the favoured illicit meat.
Yeah, kebabs good when you're drunk.
So, I mean, is it our responsibility as friends, like let's say we were out together and you got drunk, which you never do, and you started eating a kebab.
Well, look,
like, is it my responsibility to say,
no,
Anastasia?
Because
I would. I'd say, hey, don't.
Hey, what are you doing? Well, look, admittedly, before I went to Bali, it was Greek Easter, and I caught up with some wonderful friends.
Yep.
And I went hard. Like, I had a few drinks, and I ate everything on the table, which was every animal
meat
on the
as
table.
Well.
I ate it. I ate everything. I ate lamb. I ate pork. I ate it like an animal.
I would stop you if I
was every
there.
Moment. I enjoyed every moment of it and didn't stop. I was like this hungry animal eating it all. And I did it twice. So, yeah.
How did you feel after you ate it? Because you haven't eaten it for so long.
I felt really crappy the next day, but only because my body's not used to it. Yeah, but, you know, that's fine, whatever.
And what did your family say? Were there people there that were like, yes, she's it's
not
real?
Oh, they were loving it.
So that would irritate
you. I've got a friend that took photos of me eating the meat, and it's actually quite hilarious because here I am, this militant vegan, going, we should stand up for our environment, and Greek Easter comes and I'm eating pork and everything that you can think of.
But then again,
it's a one-off.
But you know what? That's what I was going to say. If you look at your impact on the environment and the earth and what you're doing, and then you look at someone, like I still eat meat. I mean, my impact's going to be much greater than what yours is.
Yeah, so. But you're also making a conscious effort. You are making an effort to reduce your meat intake, so one step at a time.
September. Cry for You on Joy 94.9 Anastasia and Warren. Driving you home, we've been talking about Anastasia's sore eye and Nana Harvey.
Well, it's not a sore eye. I've just got a stoma eye that I can't get rid of after 6 months of having it.
And we've found a treatment. Nana Harvey is her name. And she's been cleaning eyeballs by licking them.
Oh, and I love her.
This is a genuine story.
Yeah, absolutely.
She sterilises her mouth with alcohol first.
Whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey. She takes a swig of whiskey.
Yep.
Then she licks your eye, basically.
I love it.
And she claims to remove all sorts of debris. It's €10 per clean. We reckon it's going to clean and Stye will take a bit more pressure.
She'll just have to put, the tongue. Well, a lot of pressure.
A lot more pressure.
Pop the Stye out. With her tongue.
But we want to know.
She'll just swig it back with another whiff of, swallow of whiskey. What's a weird alternative form of therapy you've gone to or whatever?
We've had a couple of entries so far.
We have. We've gotten one from Darren. He says, I used to have a wart on my hand. His auntie said to get an olive pip, light it up so it's red hot, and then literally burn the wart off. He says, I basically had third-degree burns on my hand and a bigger gash from the original tiny wart. She's a mole.
But did the wart go?
No, bigger gash.
But what about
actually, it probably went because he burnt the whole his hand off.
But she would have burnt her fingers lighting the olive pip.
Exactly.
Olive pip as well.
Exactly. We did get another entry in from Kieran. He says, I know someone who spent $600 on straw from a mad Russian to help with chronic fatigue. They had to bathe in it. When it failed and they threw it in the garden, it grew strawberries. That's hysterical.
$600 for a punnet of strawberries.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I suppose this isn't an alternative therapy, but it is alternative. You're in Bali.
Right.
Just come back.
Yes.
We're just catching up. Mm. I haven't seen you since. Mm. And you had a tarot card reading.
I did have a tarot
card. And you said it was spot on.
It was actually bang on. So it's when I first got there within 3 days of, no, actually within the first week, because I'd gone to Ubud after a week of being in Seminyak. And I went to a restaurant and I was having dinner on my own. And I met this guy and he was a tarot reader and he was sitting right next to me and he was Balinese and he gave me a tarot reading. And I remember messaging you saying, oh my God.
I remember you went, oh my God.
I just had the most amazing tarot reading.
So can you tell us some of the things or is it too personal?
Well, he basically just said things like, we talked about career, we talked about money, family. He said something like, you love... Are you a volunteer somewhere? And I said, yeah, I am. And he's like, do you love it? And I said, yeah, I do love it. And he's like, that's what you should be actually doing rather than what you actually do for a career. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, everything that he's saying is actually bang on because I don't enjoy being a chef at all. I don't enjoy the hospitality industry anymore. And just little things that he tapped into about me not liking authority figures, all this stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, he's bang on. And I really connected with him. So, cut a long story short, I was really excited about it. And then as time went on, I kept going to the same restaurant and he was there. And I heard him tell pretty much the same story.
So, he said to someone like, you're a volunteer.
Are you a volunteer? Are you volunteering somewhere? Do you like authority figures? Are you feeling lonely at the moment?
So, he was a fraud. Like you need,
he was a fraud. He was talking crap.
But maybe he wasn't. Maybe these people had similar...
He was intuitive, I'll give him that, but he was talking crap, basically. He wasn't a tarot reader. So me being Anastasia, I confronted him. So I didn't do it in front of the actual reading, but I went up to him the next day and I said, hey, Dylan, we need to talk. And he's like, what? He used to call me ma'am. What ma'am? And I was like, dude, you're not a tarot reader, are you? Because he'd only draw 3 cards. That would be it. And he'd talk you through only 3 cards.
Because my tarot reader does about 20
exactly
or so.
Exactly right. No, he only would do 3 and I thought it was the Balinese way. Cut a long story short, I said to him, listen, you're talking crap. I just heard you pretty much say the same thing that you said to me 3 weeks ago to that girl.
What did he say?
And he just looked at me and I think he was shocked by how I was just so confrontational. He ended up admitting to me he's never read tarots in his life, but it's the only way that he can make money. So he was living at a backpackers in Ubud, Bali.
Right.
And that's what he did.
Was he Balinese?
He was Balinese, yeah.
Oh, so,
he would kind of just wander into restaurants where, you know, Westerners would go to, like myself, and pretty much just, you know, offer his services for a very small fee. Like it was $2 a tarot reading.
Yeah. You know what? I'm actually okay with that.
I actually think I am too.
That's fine.
Because he ended up admitting to me, I'm not a tarot reader. You're right. I was lying to you the whole time. And I kind of liked the fact that he he let me challenge him and he admitted the truth.
If people are over there and you're on holidays and these people need to make money.
Yeah.
And he's found a way to make money, which is fantastic. Yeah. You're going there, it's going to be lighthearted entertainment.
It is.
Isn't it?
It was lighthearted. I mean, some people could actually take his advice very seriously, though, and change their whole life.
Well, hopefully he's ethical.
Like
and
you.
Wouldn't
if
give
you met him,
result.
You'd like change your whole life the next day.
I see a tarot card reader.
If you moved to Israel, you'd be like, no, the tarot reader said in Anastasia. I mean, you do it now. You text me.
I do everything.
You know what the tarot reader said? They said Anastasia. And I'm like reading your messages going, oh, the poor thing.
Do I talk like that?
No, you don't.
But seriously, I do see one, and I get fantastic advice.
It'd be more
from
fun if you did.
Sometimes he says things, and I think, oh my God, how did
tell
find
us about
it?
Because you've been seeing a tarot reader.
I see him every 6 months for an update.
Oh, great.
And I review what I sort of do it in hindsight, so I review what he said last time. It's always spot on.
Actually, that's true, though. It has been spot on for
but
you.
At the time, I don't think, oh, yeah, that's, oh, my goodness, how does he, you know. Mm. But I go through it, and oh, he was right, that did happen, and I had to be careful of that. You know, I enjoy it. It's
you've
fun. But I don't have
tarot
a problem with someone in Bali who's, you know, looking for an income, and we go over and you pay him.
Yeah.
I hope you paid him extra.
No, I didn't pay him extra, actually. Thank you.
Join 94.9, Anastasia and Warren for the drive home.
Yes.
Instead of for breakfast.
Mm. Do you like drive?
Yeah, I do, actually. We started on Drive.
We did start
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Tuesday Drive, which was fun.
I'm liking the energy of Drive.
It is good. Mm. Hey, you've been away. I've missed you. I've missed our... I mean, you probably know me better than anyone.
Yeah, I do know
I
you
I think that's
well.
Fair enough to say. You know, you're inside out.
I haven't licked your eyeballs, though.
You haven't done that. But I've been wanting to ask you, and I want you to tell me... I want you to be upfront with me.
No, of course I will.
So I want you to really be honest. I want you to tell me how it is I can take it, okay? So
of course you can.
Just tell me upfront. Look, I was looking at most of my friends, and most of
which aren't very many.
Most of them are—they're either straight males, females, or gay females, or whatever they are.
Yep.
But there's not a lot of gay males; just a small handful of them.
Right.
And I was thinking about, and I thought, you know what? I really struggle sometimes to meet them and to keep them as friends. And there's two instances that made me think about this this week. Stop laughing at me.
I'm not.
So there was this guy, and we chatted a while ago.
Right.
And no sexual, well, there certainly wasn't any interest on my behalf. So I said, okay, let's catch up at some stage.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gave me the cold shoulder and went, oh, no, you know, as if, oh, well, you don't want to sleep with me, so I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just me, but this is something that I've struggled with. Got some gay guys who actually don't want to just maintain a friendship. Anyway, I saw him at the dog park.
The dog park.
Last week, right? And he had his dog there. And I walked up and I went to say hi and I smiled and I said hello. Mm. He span his back around to me. But what was funny was, I thought, okay, fair enough. We'll just, obviously, there's something going on there. I don't know what it was. So I just kept walking. I was walking around. It's an oval. I was walking around the oval in a circle. It was like he was on a Lazy Susan. As I was walking around, his back was facing wherever I was going.
So he was
going.
Completely avoiding
Completely avoiding. Now, this is just one instance. Then there was another thing.
Maybe he was trying to prompt you as a hint. Like, back, get it?
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, then there was another instance.
Sure it wasn't a beat that you're at?
No, it wasn't. It was a
100% daytime?
No, maybe for the dogs. But not for the
was
people.
Was it daytime, though?
It was daytime.
It wasn't like at 3 o'clock
in the
morning.
It was bright daytime.
Because otherwise I'd be saying you're crazy. Like you're on a beat.
Right. And then there was another thing. So another friend of mine, well, I thought he was a friend, said, hey, we should do lunch. Well, yeah, great, let's do lunch.
Mm.
Let's do lunch, okay? Now, I'm pretty open that I've got a partner. I don't hide that.
You are very
or anything.
Open about being
I said, let's
in
do
love.
Lunch anyway. And then we were talking and he was messaging me. He was all excited. Wow, he's really keen on this lunch. Great, let's do it. And then he said, what are you up to? And I said, oh, well, my partner and I are out. Blocked me.
Wow.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Well, I'd have an issue too with men, basically.
But is it, I mean, I know I'm generalising, and this is my experience.
No,
but
you
I know
are
generalising. The messages are going to come in and they're going to say, oh my God, Warren, you know, you're being over the top.
Yeah.
But it's just a behaviour that I've noticed that there's some people, if it's,
see,
it's not sexually
as
based.
As you say that, I'm wondering whether I do it myself. Like, whether if I'm not
sick. It's all about
you. me. But I'm wondering, am I like that? Like, if I'm not sexually attracted to someone, do I instantly lose interest in catching up with them?
Do you?
Actually, no, because I'm so in love with people and human behaviour, so no.
No, I don't reckon you do, because I've seen
I'm just,
you.
I'm trying to be, yeah. check myself out.
I don't think you do. I've watched your behaviour. I see your behaviour. I know you quite well. And you're very friendly.
Yes.
And I find most people are. And again, I do say I am generalising. But I just have noticed this with some of us gay men.
Yeah.
It's if there's no sex involved.
Yeah.
Then
I don't think it's some. I think it's a lot of gay men.
Do you reckon it is?
Absolutely.
Because it's also happened, like, if I go to some of the pubs are good, but there's one in particular you go to.
Look, admittedly, though, Warren, you do get a lot of attention from men because you're a very good-looking man and you're also really lovely and you've got great energy. So it happens a lot with you, but I think it's happening too much. Is that what you're saying?
Like, no, I'm just wondering because sometimes you can go to some of these venues.
Because you're not really making friendships out of them.
No, not at all. And I saw a photo today and a friend posted it, and it had a group of guys out at a party and they're all wearing their harnesses and leather and all this sort of stuff.
Gorgeous.
And then there's one in the centre and he's just standing there and he's in a shirt and, you know, a polo top and says, oh, you know, I wish someone would talk to me.
Oh, darling.
I thought, oh, wow. And I thought, is this an experience that a lot of gay men have or is it just being paranoid.
Absolutely. I think it's great that you brought up this conversation. Hello!
Anastasia and Warren, Joy.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes. Cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake. And the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Time. I'm just trying to get you high. Fade it off this touch. You don't need a lonely night. So baby, I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you can do. Just a simple touch. We'll be right back.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Anastasia, I nearly said good morning again. I'm so used to saying good morning
to you.
I
know. It's okay.
Good evening. So great to be here with you.
It doesn't suit you when you say good evening, though.
Hey, I've got some news.
Yeah, talk to me.
Ed Sheeran.
Yes, your favourite. You love Ed Sheeran.
Taken to Instagram to present his new partnership with Heinz, and he's going to release his own sauce.
You're kidding. How saucy.
He's going to release his own sauce. Would you eat Ed Sheeran sauce?
Saucy news, Warren.
It is saucy
would
news.
Would I eat it? Is it red?
Yeah, it's going to be red because it's going. It's like the Heinz tomato sort of ketchup,
God.
Whatever you call it.
Right.
Apparently, he always travels with a bottle. Mm. Doesn't matter where he goes. And he's even got their logo tattooed on his arm.
You're kidding.
What do you reckon that means?
If I hooked up with someone with a Heinz tattoo.
With a tomato like sauce
their,
bottle.
If I ripped their top off and saw a Heinz tomato, I'd be like, mate, you're not touching me. Like, seriously, how off-putting?
Is this off-putting,
tomato sauce on your arm? Is this for real?
Yeah, for real. He's got the tattoo.
What's wrong with him?
He goes everywhere with it.
He must have given him meals for it.
It's I mean, if sponsorship. You gave me, maybe that's
all
what
you have to give me is $100,000 and I'd do a sauce bottle on my arm. But, you know.
What would you do? What sort of sauce?
I'd probably do mustard, hot mustard. What would you do?
I don't know, probably.
I think. Hello?
Maybe a chili sauce.
Let's get them done.
I reckon we should. And I'm going to get, what's that? I can't remember
I'm going to get
brand,
one on my chest.
The Singapore
like
brand.
On my left boob hot and the right one mustard. Can you imagine?
But there's a catch for Ed Sheeran's sauce if you do want
or
his
on
sauce.
On my cheeks.
On your cheeks. Because his favourite three takeaways in his home.
Yours should be gravy.
Gravox.
Oh my God, Gravox on your left cheek.
It's only going to be available in his hometown of Framlingham. Framlingham.
Mm.
They're going to get the first batch of the new edition
Mate,
bottles.
I've lost a lot of respect for this guy now. Like a Heinz tat on his arm.
A Heinz tat on
Mate,
his arm. How's
get it
that?
Together. Seriously, that's sad.
Do you like my Gravox?
You've got Gravox on your butt, your left cheek. With an arrow pointing to the middle. That's breaking news.
There's a festival in the UK in a place called Nos Mayo.
Nos Mayo?
Nos Mayo.
Nos Mayo.
Nos Mayo. I think that's how you say it.
Right.
It's called a bell ringing festival.
A bell ringing festival?
Like church bells.
Oh, wow.
And it sees several teams from across the country come together to show off their skills.
You're kidding, right?
Yep.
What kind of skills are we talking about?
So about ringing bell, like, you know the big church bell? Not,
oh, yeah.
Not a little hand.
Who hits the hardest?
Bong, bong.
Yeah, who makes the loudest?
Yep, absolutely. So they all come along, but one resident's been doing his head in.
Mm.
He wasn't happy because these people are ringing bells.
Yeah, I do. Anyone's
all
head
day.
In.
It's like, okay, contestant number 14, yeah. Bong, bong. You can imagine living
here. I just imagined you headbutting it.
You can imagine living nearby. Driving. So anyway, he's got so annoyed, he had to be restrained from forcing his way into the tower and dragging the bell ringer out. He's cracked it.
I'm with him 100%.
He's cracked it.
I'd crack it too.
And they got him out and he went and he sat on the floor and he said, I'm refusing to move until the bell ringing stops. That would drive me crazy.
You'd do something like that, I reckon.
What, ring the bell? Or
yeah, ring the bell.
Don't sit on the floor.
I'd sit on the floor and you'd be ringing the bell.
But it got me thinking when you're thinking,
well, that's
about,
a good thing.
Thinking about bells. Do you ring doorbells or do you text and say, I've arrived?
Oh, that's really good.
What
thing.
Do you do?
Actually, because I'm so anxious sometimes and I'm apologising for who I am all the time, I just go, I'll text and go, I'm just approaching.
I'm getting out of the
I'm
car.
I'm just outside.
Just parking.
Yeah, totally.
Because I hadn't thought about it before. I would just ring a doorbell.
Yeah. Because you're a very abrupt person.
But it's been debated. I didn't realise this was an issue.
Right.
Someone said millennials are killing the doorbell industry by texting, I'm here. Another woman said, it's an anxiety button for me.
What is the doorbell?
The doorbell.
Ding.
We've turned the doorbell into an anxiety button.
So do you, when you visit someone, do you ring the doorbell?
I ring the doorbell. If they don't answer in 10 seconds, I ring it again. No, no, I just ring it. I never thought it was an issue. Someone said, if you're ringing my doorbell, it means you came unannounced and thus gives me no obligation to open my door.
Mm.
I mean, how did we get from having doorbells to now if someone rings, I'm not answering?
Yeah, it's insane, isn't it?
It's insane. And then I like this one here, actually. As a millennial, why don't I ring the doorbell? Because growing up, my parents told me to never answer the front door ever.
Mm. Do you know what? I was the same. I used to get a lot of anxiety when the door... Actually, I probably still would get anxiety if I heard the doorbell.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.